Hi, this is Zach Church, news writer at SearchCIOMidMarket.com, and here's what's going on in the CIO world this week. The February 18th college basketball showdown between the Texas A&M Aggies and the University of Texas Longhorns promises to be a big night for ESPN, but it will also be another big test for AggieAthletics.com, A&M's sports website. Fans of both nationally ranked teams will head to the site during the game for stats, updates, and links to live video feeds. Aggie webmasters are confident their website can handle the traffic load for the Monday big game, but that wasn't the case two seasons ago, when the frenzy of football season created havoc for the supporting server infrastructure. It used to be the Aggies suited up for a football game, and AggieAthletics.com buckled at the knees. College football is a big deal in Texas, and 50,000 fans hitting 3 million web pages per hour were too many for the site's server. Halftime, for example, would see the site handling 700 sessions at any given moment. Ultimately, no one could get in to see it. Assistant Athletic Director Drew Martin said service is key for a Division I NCAA school, and he considers A&M's popularity in football and basketball a blessing. But with a growing number of visitors, Martin and his IT staff realized the athletic site had grown to a point where load balancing was needed. The university is one of a few nationwide to host its own athletic site. Doing that allows staff there more creative control over content, but it left the IT staff solving the web traffic problem in a rush. The crashing was out of control during the 2006 football season. Things came to a head when lightning forced a home game delay one weekend. The university promised updates on AggieAthletics.com, and fans couldn't wait for the game to start. A&M systems analyst Carl Kotsky said students sat in their dorm rooms, checking the website to see when the game would begin. Traffic got to be so high that Kotsky couldn't get in from his office. The catastrophe left IT staffers in the athletics department scrambling to fix the problem. A temporary fix came by unloading video to CSTV, which hosts media for college athletics websites. That did ease the traffic overload. The group also went the hardware route, purchasing what Kotsky called the biggest, baddest box they could. That didn't work. Next, they tried using reverse proxy server to lighten the load. Then they tried offloading less popular pages to another server. The site kept crashing. Finally, the team admitted to themselves that they would need more servers behind the site. But that had to happen on a budget. Working with $50,000, the department went shopping for a load balancer that would alternate page requests among three different servers. They decided on the Equalizer E450SI load balancer from San Jose-based Coyote Point Systems. At about $5,000 each, the price allowed A&M to buy two balancers, as well as three new servers and a new database server, all set up in hot failover mode. The do-it-yourself option would have been to go the open-source route, using Linux Virtual Server or a comparable program. But Kotsky said he needed the support and vendor guarantee that came with the balancers. The 2007 football season was a tough one for the Aggies, who finished 7-6 overall and 4-4 in the Big 12 Conference. September brought news that head coach Dennis Franchione had been distributing an unauthorized newsletter detailing player injuries to donors who were paying $1,200 annually. The ensuing controversy, coupled with the team's below-average performance, led to Franchione's resignation in November. But the website didn't crash. And when the university decided to host 200 megabytes of PDF documents detailing its investigation into the newsletters, 6,000 curious football fans downloaded them in the first week. The Athletics website hosted a link to the files, which were the first to be stored on servers running with the load balancers. Martin says there's been some difficulty, but that he expects that when learning a new system and moving information to the new servers. Not everything has been moved yet, so Martin is hesitant to declare success right away. Staff at the university are building a new website that will eventually be hosted on servers used with the load balancers. But the balancers were used for a student basketball ticket lottery and did make it through National Signing Day. That's the day that high school football players could first commit to a college. Annually, AggieAthletics.com sees more traffic on Signing Day than any other day. But Martin says the site made it through with no problems.